It's Chris of the Crew. Good morning. It's 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. It's 7:05. It's Chris and Joe Danzaro, our PST chief meteorologist. Marissa's here today answering the phones on the board. All right, so tell me if it's okay if I save somebody's place in line.
No.
Out of the start. So, well, hear me out. Hear me out. Phones are open, by the way, if you want to jump in. 609-243-9778. And we're always on the PST app chat, too. So I was doing some holiday shopping. I'm feeling that crunch just like everybody else. I'm about 90% done. But I've got two major family parties this weekend, so I need to be done. I need to be at like 100%. So I'm in line. Long line. But they had all the registers open. Long line. And a woman in front of me, you know, looking frazzled, just like I am probably, said, oh my gosh. She's like talking to herself like we women do. She forgot whatever she forgot. She's like, do you mind just holding my spot? I need to just run and get like whatever she said, two things or whatever. I'm like, absolutely go. I mean, we weren't getting up to the register anytime soon anyway. Go. So she literally dashes into the store. Out of sight, she's gone. Whatever, I'm on my phone, I'm waiting in line. The guy behind me starts grumbling, I'm realizing, at me for holding her spot in line.
I think the grumble is justified.
Seriously?
If she's out of sight, you said she's out of the store?
No, she's just on the other side? I didn't see where she went.
If she's out of sight, if you can't even see her, she loses her spot. I understand if she's just going to the next table over, has to grab something, then is running back. But to be on the other side of the store, you don't know when she's coming back. That's not cool.
And I think the guy like timed her. I think it took her like 4 minutes or something. And he's grumbling the whole time. I'm like, dude, it is the holidays. Can we just be kind?
It's like the 5 second rule.
Can we?
You get five seconds to be out of line. And if you're not back, you lose your spot. Also,
I don't know. Maybe it's a mother thing. Maybe because of a mother. I just envisioned her having to get the kids from school, or she probably had somewhere to go and didn't have time to go to the back of the line.
It's the empath in you.
And I'm just being kind. I would want somebody to do that. You've never been in that situation where you've forgotten one thing and had to dash back and get it?
I think it's only okay when it's done for me.
So overall, though, you think she should have lost her place in line?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a heartless person. I think if she just had to get something small, or if she just had to go to the rack over of the line. But also, you said you weren't even close to the register. So what would it have mattered if she just went to the back?
Well, and that's the thing that matters to me. If she was really holding us up and the next person couldn't check out, or if she was waiting to check out, then okay, then you can't hold up everybody. But we were just inching our way. I don't see where it was a big deal, but I want to know what you think. Marissa clearly doesn't agree with me. 609-243-9778. Are you one of those people that'll hold somebody's spot in line, or should she have gone to the back? On 94.5 PST, it's Chris and Joe Danzaro, our PST chief meteorologist. Marissa's here. She's on the board answering the phones and does not agree with me here that you should not save anybody's place in line, like at the checkout.
Unless it's me.
So you want special rules.
I do.
So here's what happened. I was holiday shopping, and the woman in front of me was like, crap, I forgot. I forget what she said. I forgot. Can you hold my place? I'm just going to run and get it. Of course, I said, yes, go. It's fine. I go back to my phone. All of a sudden, I realize the guy behind me is like annoyed at me for holding her place in line. What? Can we show a little kindness here? All right, let's go to the phones. I want to see if you agree with me. Natalie's in Bordentown. Hey, Natalie, would you have held her place?
Oh, definitely. You did the right thing. You definitely did the right thing. However, this past weekend, I was third in line, and there was a gentleman in front of me, and he made a phone call to his family, and I then became sixth in line because he was holding a space for three other people.
What? Now, I don't know if that's right. So where were they? In other places in the store? And then he called them up?
Yes. Yeah. Oh. Yep, he made a phone call, and then I became sixth in line.
Yeah, I don't know if I love that. Like, that's intentional. No. You know what I mean? That's intentional. Yes. Like, she just was like, crap, I forgot something. Can I go get it? You know what I mean? That's a little different. Huh. Thanks for calling. All right, let's go to Nikki and Jackson. Nikki, what would you have done?
Oh, so I definitely would have held her place in line because she was in front of the man anyway. Now, if her turn came up and she wasn't back, then sorry, you lose. Because I even did it the other day. I mean, I didn't ask the person to hold my place. I just put my little hand basket down and said, oh, shoot, I forgot tape. And I ran, got the tape. Granted, it wasn't across the other store, but I was back. But if she was going and it was her turn and she wasn't back, then I would have been like, all right, you're out. And then the guy, you know, she would have just wound up in the back because no one else was going to do it. But I would have helped her.
I hear you on that one. All right, let's go to Vince. Vince is in the car with his granddaughter, Madison. They're from Manchester. Good morning, guys. What do you think?
Good morning. Well, we both agree that give it a 1 minute. They're not back in a minute. Sorry, Charlie, you lost your spot.
And she was gone for four. You said the guy even timed her.
I think the guy was like, oh, it's been 4 minutes. Something like that.
She was gone for 4 minutes.
They gave her a minute. A minute rule, they're saying.
Better than my 5 second rule.
And then, you've got no patience for it. That's interesting. So a minute. All right, let's go to Aldana. She's in Hamilton. What do you think?
Hi, happy holiday. Of course, it's normal to keep spot for someone's sake because it happened to me a few times. And we literally practice this in Poland as normal things. If you want to grab just one thing and you are already in the line and it's a long line. So, guys, be nice, polite, and kind.
See that?
Nothing happened.
See that? Nice and kind and polite. That's what they do in Poland, she said. All right, let's go to Janine in Hamilton. Hi, Janine.
Hi.
And what do you think?
I say be kind, it's contagious.
Right. More people need to show kindness.
You know what I've learned, Marissa? During this? I've learned that you are a much kinder person than I am.
Oh, come on. You're kind. I get it. A lot of people are rushing. A lot of people have places to go. But just put a smile on your face and take a breath. It's Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. It's Chris and Joe. Dan Zarrow, our PST chief meteorologist. Marissa's here this morning on the board answering the phones. Poor Marissa needs her coffee. She's like, give me gallons of coffee. Are you feeling some holiday stress?
Yeah. Yeah, I am. I'm so bad with anything holiday because I get so busy and then I forget. And I'm like, it's only December 1st. We're fine. And then it's Christmas Eve. And I'm like, oh my God.
It's 1 week till Christmas. Today, not to freak you out or anything. And actually, I was just reading online that stress levels can spike, obviously, during this time of year. We're going to reach our max stress peak 12:27 p.m. Like there's an exact time on Christmas. But I tend to disagree with this because after Christmas, in my world anyway, after Christmas morning, it's always like it's like a sigh of relief, like, whew. Now, okay, we still have Christmas dinner. We still have company coming, you know, Christmas night. And that's a little bit of a different stress. But I feel like everything has to be done by that point.
I was going to say, it's either you're done or you're not at that point. There's no going back.
And I would think you're done by then, right?
I would hope.
Besides dinner and maybe some after parties, but that's fun.
And you got your dinner prep practice in with Thanksgiving. So now you can really perfect it.
True, yeah. So that's when you're... Just be aware, hubbies, maybe be kind to your wives.
What was the time? One more time?
12:27 on Christmas afternoon.
Okay.
See, I'll be taking a nap then on the couch.
Okay, I'll remember that at 12:27. I'll say, where is my stress level right now?
It's at its peak, but then it'll be going down.
Okay.
It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
All right, so this morning playing for a 4-pack of tickets to go see the Harlem Globetrotters at the Cure Insurance Arena, celebrating their 100-year tour with slam dunks, trick shots, and moments you'll never forget. They're so much fun. Tickets are on sale now. Ticketmaster.com. The show is February 28th. Now, here we have a duo in the car this morning. Doug and Penelope are in Lawrenceville. Hey, guys, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Where are we going to school today? Give them a shout out.
Where are you going, kiddo?
Love it. All right, so let's see if your friends are going to think you're super smart after we play this. It's three pop culture trivia questions. You guys get to go first. I'm going to step out so I don't hear your answers. Then I'm going to come back, answer the same three, and we'll see who gets the most right, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Do you guys play in the car every day? You get all the answers right?
Not all of them, but some of them. So fingers crossed.
I'm just trying to size up my competition here. All right, good luck, guys. I'm out of here.
All right, I'm going to kick Chris out, and I'm waiting, and I'm waiting, and she's gone. All right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Your quiz starts now. The star of the classic Titanic movie has shocked fans by confessing he has never rewatched the movie. Who is the male star of Titanic?
Leonardo DiCaprio, locking it in.
You're going to lock in Leonardo DiCaprio. All right. Rihanna was spotted at a Mariah Carey concert. What was Mariah Carey's popular Christmas song?
Do you know it, kiddo? All I want for Christmas is you. Locking it in.
All right, locking it in. A major award show has announced that it will no longer be on ABC. It'll be on YouTube in 2029. What is that major award show?
Oh, man, I read about this last night, but I can't remember. I think it was the Oscars.
The Oscars, you're going to lock it in?
Locking it in.
All right, locking it in. All right, we're going to call Chris back in here.
All right.
Oh, gosh, they answered them quick.
Yeah, they're good.
Well, Can't Be Chris, powered by Al's Airport Inn Bar and Grill in Ewing. Celebrate the holiday season at Al's with live music 6 nights a week and brunch specials Saturday and Sundays. And tonight, Joe is going to be there for a special Chris and the Crew trivia night. 5 rounds of holiday-themed pop culture trivia starting at 8 o'clock. Your chance to win tickets to Ed Sheeran and a bunch more with PST tonight. So get there. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right, guys, how do you feel? You think you did good?
I'm sure we got 2 out of 3.
Oh.
We'll take a 2 out of 3.
Okay, so...
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Give them to me.
Chris, your test quiz starts now.
Okay.
The star of the classic movie Titanic has shocked fans by confessing he has never rewatched the movie. Who is the male star of Titanic?
Do you know Titanic was the first movie that my husband and I, John, ever saw together? And it's Leonardo DiCaprio.
You both said Leonardo DiCaprio, and you are both correct.
Oh, okay.
Question 2. Rihanna was spotted at a Mariah Carey concert. What is Mariah's popular Christmas song?
All I want for Christmas is you.
Bonus points for singing it. You both said all I want for Christmas is you.
Did they sing it? Did you guys sing it?
They did not sing it, but they got it right. They got it right. So you guys are both correct.
Ooh, we're all tied up.
A major award show announced it will no longer be on ABC. It will be on YouTube in 2029. What is that major award show?
I actually plan to tell you that in the scoop coming up. It's the Oscars.
You both said the Oscars, and you are both correct.
Yeah.
So it's all tied up.
You know,
3 for 3.
You know what that means, right, guys? I mean, the win does go to the house, but...
Yeah. That's no phrase of shame.
Yeah, that's no loss for you. That's no phrase of shame. So congratulations. Yep, you got tickets to go see the Harlem Globetrotters at the Cure Insurance Arena in Trenton.
That's so cool. Thank you.
Hey, have a great day at school. Great day at work. We need some info from you, so just hang on, okay?
All right, will do.
Listen tomorrow morning at 740 and 940 for another chance to be Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
So just like we talked about in Can't Be Chris, the Academy has struck a multi-year deal giving YouTube exclusive global rights to the Oscars from 2029 through 2033, ending ABC's, decades-long run after 2028. So the ceremony and the surrounding events are going to stream live and free worldwide, with the Academy calling YouTube the future home of the Oscars and a way to reach a larger global audience. There's buzz that YouTube paid over 9 figures, surprising Disney, ABC and NBC Universal, and giving the Academy creative control. So that's a big deal. That's a big deal. Now, speaking of award shows, those $1 million Golden Globes gift bags that the stars really don't need, right?
Oh, I think they do. I think they do.
So that show, actually, Golden Globes is my favorite award show. It's when they're eating and drinking at the show and they're just like kind of loose and partying, whatever. That's happening on January 11th. So these gift bags, the full list of goodies, extensive, but apparently the winners aren't going to get everything. They're going to be limited to choosing from 9 items. They're going to get their choice of 9 things. I mean, there's trips to like the Maldives, New Zealand. There's rare bottles of French wine valued at $210,000. You can only grab one of them, apparently, if you're getting these goodie bags. There's wellness products, beauty products, tickets to the 2026 Golden Vines, which are valued at $30,000. I mean, just crazy stuff. Crazy stuff. So Rihanna was at a Mariah Carey concert and exchanged some choice words with a fan. So this is what she did. This is a total concert. Maybe she'd know that because she's not in the stands a lot. You know what I mean? But she was standing up, blocking everybody behind her.
I feel like even if you're on stage, you should know. You should especially know if you're the one performing.
So people behind her were like, can you sit down, please? I don't know. Did they know who she was?
I don't think it matters.
But I think it's pretty funny that everyone behind her was like, hey, down in front, we can't see.
Hey, Rihanna, get
down. So she turned around and had a few choice words to say before getting back into, you know, the show. That's interesting. Oh, my God, I love this. Today, if you're going to work, today is answer the phone like Buddy the Elf Day.
I have been answering the phones like that.
You have very high energy. It's good. And if you're still getting packages from Amazon or from wherever and you're worried about getting the stuff stolen, like I left work quick yesterday because I saw that a package was on my porch and I wanted to get there before somebody stole it. So here are some tips on how to keep them safe. Track your packages carefully online and maybe get a neighbor to take it in if you're not going to be there because you'll know exactly when it's coming or pretty much. Use a video doorbell. But here's the thing. We see those videos, all the Ring camera videos. They don't care that the videos are there. They just put a hood up or whatever, steal it and run. I don't think that's deterring many people. But anyway, arrange for like maybe if you have the same driver, delivery driver, maybe say, hey, can you put it on my side porch? Maybe they will, especially if you give them a little tip or something. You know what I mean? So there are some tips on how to safeguard your packages. There's the scoop.
94.5 PST.
I not want you to judge me for this.
Now it's time for the Cruise Court.
Okay, here we go. Today we've got Lisa and James on the line. They are heading into a Christmas dinner situation that could get, let's say, awkward. They're going to Lisa's dad and stepmom's house for Christmas dinner. The problem is that her stepmom is making a meal that she says nobody is going to like. So now what, Lisa?
Listen. It's Christmas, you smile, you say thank you, you push the food around your plate, and then we grab takeout on the way home. I mean, that's what adults do.
Yeah, except it's Christmas. Nothing is open. I don't want to be starving on Christmas night because we were too polite to say something. I think giving her a heads up is actually the kind thing to do.
Or it's incredibly rude. She's cooking a holiday meal for everyone. You don't criticize the menu, especially when it's family. You just deal with it.
But she's not stupid. She's going to notice everyone barely touching their food. Yeah. She's going to be honest and fed and sit there pretending to enjoy something no one likes. If we say something now, she'll have time to change the meal plan so everyone likes it. I'm sure she'd want to make something that everyone likes.
That's just so awkward and incredibly rude.
Oof.
I think the exact opposite. I think she'll appreciate the heads up so she doesn't spend so much time on Christmas making something no one likes.
All right, I get it. There it is. Lisa says, grin and bear it, you know, like holiday rules. James says, speak up now or starve later, basically. All right, you guys, we're going to put you on hold. And we're going to get votes. Then we're going to bring you back on for the final decision. Are they on hold, Marissa?
Yes.
They in the radio green room. I think you're going to be surprised at what I'm going to say here. I think I'd say something. Because it's going to be too hard to fake everybody enjoying this meal. Look, I'm a picky eater. I admit it. And as an adult picky eater, life is tough sometimes. You know what I mean? And I think, gosh, it's family. Maybe the stepmom's a little different because it's a stepmom. But I think my mom, if would want to know. And I think she would want to. I think he even said that. I think she would want to make something that everyone's going to enjoy.
I don't know. He also said that nothing is open on Christmas, but that's not true. There are places that are open. So if you just kind of, you get a little bit and then you make the excuse of, oh, we have to go and see some other people after this. We have to see his family too. There's enough food on Christmas and there's enough places open. It gives you options.
I don't know. I think he should say something or she should say something because it's her family. All right. What do you think?
Who's right? Who's wrong? Call the crew now. 609-243-9778.
Hello.
Or chat with us on the 94.5 PST app.
Chris and the crew, we're in Cruise Court on 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Good morning. It's Chris and Joe Danzaro, our PST chief meteorologist. Marissa's here on the board answering the phones this morning, getting all your votes. So the deal is Cruise Court, they're getting ready for a holiday dinner at Lisa's dad's house and the stepmom. The stepmom's making a holiday meal that they know no one is going to like. She doesn't want to say anything. She said, we're adults. Push it around your plate. We'll get takeout on the way home. Just shut your mouth. James is saying, no, basically, I don't want to starve. And she's going to be able to tell that we're not liking it. He thinks they should say something ahead of time and she should change the meal. All right, so let's go to the phones. We've got Jessica in Mount Holly on the line. Now, you host a lot is what I'm hearing, right?
Yeah, I'm usually, like, I just hosted Thanksgiving. I usually host a lot of, like, birthday parties or, like, Christmas. So I usually cater to the picky eaters because my family has a good few of them. So I make sure that there's at least one or two things that they eat because I would rather them tell me that they don't like something the first time I make it so I can change it so that everyone's eating something and they're not wasting their own time and money on other food when I provide food for them.
Well, and you're not wasting money on the food that nobody's going to eat.
Exactly. I don't want piles of leftovers in my house when I have 20 people coming to eat.
Right. I'm completely agreeing with you. So you're on his side. See, maybe I'm not alone on this one. All right, let's go to Josh in Phillipsburg. You're on his side too, right?
Yeah, like I agree. She is definitely going to notice. But then what are they going to do if she asks, oh, well, you guys aren't really eating?
I know.
That's true. That is really awkward.
It could lead to a mad, awkward moment on Christmas. And that is not what you want, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
See? I thought I was going to be like the bad person here and be the only one. What's everybody saying? Do we have any app chats, Marissa? Any votes in the app chat?
We have a few. We have Diane in Hamilton saying, I'm on her side. Chinese restaurants are open on Christmas. That's what I said. There are places open.
That's right. The Christmas story. They go to Chinese, right?
But also Lynn said from Cherry Hill, bring a dish with you. See if everyone can participate in bringing a little something.
That's not a bad idea.
No, that is a really good idea.
And then make sure it's something that you like.
Sherry in Princeton says, if I were a stepmom, I'd want to make a meal everyone would enjoy. Agreed. Tell her she's on his side. She's an adult, not a child.
I think this is pretty clear cut. I mean, I'm seeing them here. They're coming in like crazy. Let's bring them back on. We're going to hand down the final decision. Lisa and James, you guys have agreed that whatever our final decision is, it's going to be your final decision, right? Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yep. Yeah, Lisa, you didn't win on this one. James blew you away. 73% are on his side on this one. And you need to tell the stepmom that nobody's going to like her meal.
Oh, geez. I'm nervous.
Bring it to her gently. Be nice.
Maybe tell your dad and then he can tell her.
That's a good idea.
That's true. That could work.
Yeah, I think maybe that's the safer way to go. Well, Merry Christmas. Hopefully everybody eats at your house.
It's 94.5 PST's 12 Wishes of Christmas.
Day number 8 of our 12 Wishes of Christmas. Oh, I'm getting choked up. We didn't even start yet.
This music gets us too, yeah.
So we've partnered with Shady Brook Farm and the Fleming Family Foundation again this year to grant holiday wishes to local families in need. So today's nomination comes from the Trenton area. The letter says, hello, I'm writing to nominate my grandmother. Her life is defined by service, faith, and resilience. She gives everything she has to her family and her community, even while facing her own serious health challenges. She's 71 years old and a 5-time stroke survivor, Joe.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Despite this, she wakes up every morning determined to care for everyone around her. She's the backbone of our household.
This year has been especially difficult. She lost her car and was forced to purchase a van just to keep us all moving. That van now serves everyone. It not only takes my mom to work and me and my brother to different schools, but it helps my grandmother care for others who she transports to medical appointments. Our entire family relies on her kindness.
Even with so little, she continues to give. She uses that 20-year-old van to deliver food and supplies every week to sick and elderly residents in Trenton. She's truly selfless. She believes that it's her calling to serve others.
Just last week, the brakes on her van failed completely, and she had to borrow $500 to repair them. That's money she doesn't have, but she did it to continue caring for everyone who depends on her. The muffler on that van is literally tied on with string.
Aww.
But despite this, she never complains. She's up every morning at dawn to prepare meals, do laundry, and getting us all to where we need to be. And she serves her church and community tirelessly.
A holiday wish would make an immediate and life-changing difference for my grandmother. She could repair the van. And when I asked her what she wanted for Christmas, she said she dreams of treating the entire family to a day of rest and some warm winter coats in light of the recent cold snap. Maybe a short break would provide her with a short break that could protect her health as well. She's a grandmother, a caregiver, a servant, and a quiet hero, and is deeply deserving of a little joy and relief this Christmas season.
We are so happy that the Fleming Family Foundation and Shady Brook Farm found out about this family, because together they are able to make this wish of a $2,500 donation so this family can come together this holiday season and watch that van get its necessary repairs and just be able to support so many people. This the idea that she's asking for rest and warm winter clothes for her family for the holidays is really selfless.
It makes you think, right?
Ooh.
That, you know, there's people who are a lot worse off.
Think about all the rushing we're about to do, you know, later this afternoon, and all the chaos the next couple of days for so many families. This is a family just doing so much.
When we were reading the letter, all I could think of was hero. And then certainly she called her a hero, quiet hero. So we are so happy to grant this holiday wish. Thank you, Shady Brook Farm and the Fleming Family Foundation. Tomorrow morning, we'll do another one.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
This is cracking us up, actually. So Rihanna went to a Mariah Carey show and ended up kind of exchanging some choice words with a fan. So she was standing up at the show when everybody else was sitting down, like vibing, whatever. And everybody behind her was like, hello, can you sit down so we can see the show?
Like, come on, Rihanna, you should know.
She should know that. I mean, if everybody's vibing, you vibe too. But you can't block everybody.
Yeah.
So apparently she turned around and kind of exchanged words with the guy. And I don't even know if he knew who she was.
I think that's even funnier.
So I kind of love this. It's answer the phone like Buddy the Elf Day today. So if you're going to work, there's your plan.
I have been answering the phone like that all day.
Yes, you're very high energy. It's good. So this is kind of surprising, actually. The Oscars are leaving ABC for YouTube. Now, you got a few years to go before this kind of, you know, goes into effect. But the Academy just struck a multi-year deal giving YouTube exclusive global rights to the Oscars.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about this either. So from 2029 through 2033... And I mean, God, it's been on ABC for decades, right? So the ceremony, surrounding events are all going to stream live and free worldwide, with the Academy calling YouTube the future home of the Oscars.
What is YouTube trying to be? Getting all these things, ESPN, the Oscars, are they trying to be the new Netflix? It's so interesting.
And the buzz is that they paid like over nine figures for the Oscars. And the Academy's still going to have creative control. So,
which is nice, which is good.
Should be interesting. And don't forget, Ariana Grande is hosting SNL this weekend. All right, there's the scoop. And Zero back in the weather cave, our PST chief meteorologist. Marissa's here this morning hanging out, answering the phones, doing the board for us. All right, so I saw this list. These are the hot travel experiences that Americans want to go to the most in 2026.
Ooh.
So I want to see if you've been to any of these spots already. Let's see. Snorkeling in the Great Barrier Reef. Can I tell you something? Snorkeling scares me.
I think snorkeling.
What if you run out of air?
I think snorkeling gave me my fear of the ocean because I went in Disney when I was 5 and I think I went too far under, so all the water came rushing in and then it freaked me out and now I'm scared of the ocean.
It totally freaks me out. And my husband likes to do this for fun, go snorkeling, and he goes like deep diving and stuff. It terrifies me that he's going to run out of air. You know, he got bit by a fish once too. The thing came like right at him.
Really?
And bit him on the nose.
He's probably like, oh, it's just nature. Yeah, it's fine. I'm going to go back.
He doesn't care. Okay, let's see. Also on the list, visiting the Great Wall of China.
Ooh.
Have you ever been there?
No.
No, me
no,
either.
I'm not.
Go whale watching. That's going to be a hot travel experience for 2026. I've been once and I did not see a whale. It was completely disappointing.
I went dolphin watching. Well, it's kind of the same.
I saw a ton of dolphins on my whale watching cruise. And I was like, do I get my money back? Because we didn't see a whale. I kind of thought that was going to guaranteed that if you go on a whale watching cruise, you're going to see a whale.
If I just go over to Seaside, I could see one.
Well, I was going
to
say, this was in Cape May.
Yeah, it's right here.
It's right here. You don't have to go any great distances. Although I didn't see one, so maybe I need to get out of New Jersey to do that. Swim in natural hot springs. Where do you even do that?
That sounds really nice.
It does.
Though.
Now that sounds
that
great.
That sounds good.
Go on a safari is also on the list.
I would love that.
I've been there. You can do it in Disney.
You can do it at Six Flags.
You can do it at Six Flags. I was thinking the same thing.